This is Spirit Network Radio, a PBS radio production hosted by renowned clairvoyant medium Francine Milano. Spirit Network is committed to the dawning age of enlightenment, from the psychic to the holistic. If it's on the mind, body, and spirit, it's on Spirit Network.
Hello, and welcome to Spirit Network. I'm your host, Francine Milano, and I look forward to spending the next hour with you. Today, we're going to talk about numerology with Tara Ventura and how numbers help shape our lives. But first, let me tell you a little bit about our sponsor today. Today's show is brought to you by the Ayoshi Oracle Deck. If you have not had your free online reading yet, go to spiritnetwork.com where you'll see a link to your free reading. Problems in relationships, jobs, money issues, simply ask a question, click on three cards, and your answer will be revealed. Again, you can find this on spiritnetwork.com. Now, if you'd like to be a sponsor on Spirit Network, we have many advertising options. Our shows are not just live, but they're archived on the BBS website, and the podcast is available on iTunes, so your message is going to play on to reach many people long after the broadcast. Simply email me personally at radio@spiritnetwork.com. Now, as I mentioned before, my guest today is intuitive numerologist Tara Ventura. She offers private sessions and other services, and you can see her site at themagicalmatrix.com. Don't worry, we'll give you some more information about contact later, but for the next hour, she's all ours. Now, she is here to talk about numerology today and how numbers are the blueprint of our soul. And she's probably going to teach me a lot of things I'm sure I didn't know about numerology. Hi, Tara. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Francine. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's so good of you to be here, actually. So let's talk first about your background. I love hearing how the path of life twists and turns for people. How did you come to the metaphysical industry?
Well, you know, it's funny. When I was seven, I had an almost near-death experience. Oh. And it was interesting, although it didn't happen completely, but I was so sick that I remember feeling like, you know, everything is okay. There's more to this life than we see now. But that was at the age of seven. And also I started with a seven pinnacle for the first 27 years of my life. And I'll get to that in a minute. But that's about the mysteries of the unknown. And so I was always interested in that sort of environment. And then years later, working in Dallas as a kitchen designer, can you believe it? A contractor comes in, he's a builder. He had designed and built, do you remember Ava and Zsa Zsa Gabor and the Gabor
sure
sisters?
Do. Sure. Yeah. I'm old enough to admit it, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. And he showed me pictures, and of course we had pictures back then. It was we didn't have the cell phones, but they were of her kitchen, and it was beautiful. The cabinets were yellow, high gloss, and the floors were black and white. Very unconventional, but very beautiful. And he went on and on about how she loved it, and it was just perfect for her. And he said, do you know how I came up with the colors? And I said, well, I've not a clue. And he said, numerology, that you could use numerology on everything. And so, of course, I'm thinking, well, now I need to go buy a book, which I did the next day. And picked it up, and of course, it's a very unusual way to come into a modality, right? But right. I picked it up and did the numbers on me. Of course, I was very interested. We're always interested in ourselves and what we're mm-hmm. about. And I saw all of these nines, and I thought, oh my gosh, well, this is about, you know, love and forgiveness and completion and and a lot of drama, and when you're in your early 30s, you're not thinking about that sort of stuff. But, you know, I put the book down for a couple of days, couldn't stay away from it, though, and picked it back up. And really, you know, numbers are more than just what your life path and your name are about. It's really an interaction, sort of like a tapestry of numbers that are woven together to really paint a picture of your entire life, whether it be past, present, or future.
So you were totally just sold, and there you were. And, you know, honestly, I thought for sure when we were talking about the kitchen, I thought you were going to go into the numbers of like the dimensions and stuff. I never thought you were going to go to the colors. So that was kind of surprising. But, you know, we all come into this path wherever our little niche is. You know, it's just, I always love the way that the universe is just graceful enough to get us there. I want you to tell us a little bit more about numbers and how they influence who we are. So go ahead. The floor is yours.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's like a different language. You know, a lot of people learn, you know, French or whatever, but this is a different language that talks about, you know, yourself, your self-expression. So let's go into a little bit about the numbers themselves. You know, basically, we focus on 1 through 9 are the key numbers. And in your name, every letter corresponds to a number. And numbers have vibrations and energy. You know, Mrs. Dow Ballet in the 1800s, she had really studied Pythagoras and all of the work that he did with numbers. And she put together that they have energies, that numbers have energies, and we as a collective society like to see form. So we assigned 1, 2, meaning, you know, I, independence, and 2, and so on and so forth until the number 9. And of course, we have master numbers. But what they do for us is they tell us, you know, for instance, your name, you know, you add up the letters of the numbers, mm-hmm. and you come up with a single digit or a master number, which is 11, 22, 33, or 44. But, and we'll look at that later, but you come up with a single digit, and that tells us what you brought into this life. In other words, what characteristics you've used in, say, if you believe in past lives or reincarnation, then you can look at how many of each number you have, and it really does paint a picture.
I have a question, because I have an A-type personality, and I've got to interrupt you all the time. You mentioned numbers 1 to 9 having vibration, and I totally get that, and I believe that. But is there no vibration to a 0?
There is a vibration to a 0. The interesting thing is called the cipher number. And during a 0, say a pinnacle, and I'll talk about that, but it can mean everything because it's a circle. Is it encompasses everything, or it could be that nothing's in the middle.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. And the other part of that is when I see a 0 behind someone's birth path number, like maybe a 3-0, which we'll talk about, but that means inner gifts, intuition, and inner gifts. Yeah. So there is.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have the birth name, which talks about our past and how we came into this life. And then we have the birth date, our entire day. And that is what we're here to do. That is the life lesson we're here to learn, to work on, and to grow. And then in between, we have the pinnacles, which there's 4 of them. These are the cycles of growth, which, you know, it's interesting, Francine, when we're 20 and we go to college or we do whatever, we're 18 or kicked out of the house, you know, whatever you do, your interest are probably different than when you're 40, 50, or 60.
Sure.
So there's cycles. Yeah. There's cycles of growth in numerology, and the first and the last one are the longest. And then there's two. And
let me just be sure about this. As far as your ages, as your age change, your interests mm-hmm. change. It's not just about maturity. But does that more have to do with, like, because your age numbers change and the years change? Like 2014 versus 2023?
You know, that's an interesting question, but I would say not really. I mean, the personal year has to do with your personal, let me say this again. The year has to do with your personal year. In other words, this is a universal 7-year for everyone. Mm-hmm. And then you add the month and the day of birth to come up with the personal year for that person. 7 plus whatever your month and day of birth is.
Well, then what determines your actual interest changing, you know, and being a totally different person maybe in a decade?
Sure. What that has to do is with the pentacles, you add the day and the month of year together for your first pentacle. And so that gives you the flavor and characteristics of what that's about. So say it's the number, let's just say a number six. So, and you have a three life path. So 36, everything is determined by nine. So there's four cycles. So nine times four is 36. You take the number 36 and you would minus three because that's your life path number. So your first 33 years would be determined by the sixth number, which has to do with responsibility. You know, maybe at home you were a little bit more responsibility or responsible, or you saw the need for love where there wasn't any, or maybe you just needed to take care of yourself. So, and then your next pinnacle would start at 33 and go through 42, and then 42 through 51, and then 51 till the rest of your life. And it really is, it's a maturity thing, but it's also about how you're evolving and just a different flavor of your life. Like a lot of people during a pinnacle will get married, probably not a, well, maybe a first one, maybe a second one, but that has to do with, again, love, family, responsibility, community, that sort of thing.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So when you're adding these numbers up, you know, just to if it wasn't covered, you're rendering the numbers down and adding like double and triple digits together until you come up with one number, except in the case of the master numbers you mentioned, 11, 22, and 33, correct?
Right, and 44. Exactly.
And 44.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I do a little bit differently, too, when I'm adding up a birthday, the life lesson, I do look at the double digits because, to me, those two digits have characteristics that, you know, we're complicated human beings, Francine.
We are.
We're not just one number. You know, there's a myriad, like I said earlier, of numbers. And so I even get down to the smallest of details and look at those two digits together before I single digit them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to ask you something. You talked about the life lessons, you know, that you can find out where your karma is. And you can find out like what makes you as far as personality wise and maybe interests. But let's talk a little bit about compatibility, because I know a lot of people are always wanting to know about their soulmates. So are there numbers that say that we're compatible when you add them, look at them together, right?
Right. You know, I would say compatibility. And when I'm doing a couple's chart, I never like to say if I'm seeing what you might even call glitches. You know, numbers are all positive and they all have challenges too. And they work together in different ways. Let's just say this. Say there's a lot of eight in one person's chart and there's a lot of three in another. Well, the eights tend to boss the three around. They don't take the three seriously because the three is out about play, expression, music, dance, art, and the eight is about business and, you know, form and really taking life in a serious way. So, you know, what I really like to do too is look at people's soul urge, and that's the vowels in a name. And that really tells a lot about how you make decisions when the chips are down. And it's interesting, I'll talk about myself for a second. My soul urge is a one, and the soul urge has to do with what your soul really, really connects, how your soul really connects with life. And mine is a one, and my husband's is a seven, and one has to do with, you know, let's make a decision, let's do it, let's step forward. And he's more analytical. The seven likes to step back and, you know, take a look at and analyze.
Right.
And so it's interesting when I'm working with couples, I definitely like to look at that, and then they can understand each other more. And, you know, another
example. So it's not really, I'm sorry, it's just not really
ahead.
Like just saying that, okay, you're soulmates, you know, you don't really like look at it that way. It's just to help you get along better or understand each other better.
It's to help you get along better. But, you know, also when I'm working with couples, and this happens when I'm working with friends as well, there will oftentimes be compatible numbers in their birth name. So I can sometimes tell if they've been in a life together or they've done things together before, because they're too common not to have. You know what I'm saying? There's too many compatibilities. Yeah. And so when I'm talking with a husband and wife, I will point out the compatible ways, as well as, yeah, the some numbers that, well, this is how he expresses himself. You know, this is his physical number. He may be, you know, scattering things everywhere, and yet you're organized. See why you're organized and he's not, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's really, a numerology can play a great deal then, it sounds like, in life coaching or couples counseling too.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Now, yeah. Now, so we kind of know now how we can do this with maybe not soulmates, but just relationships in general. But mm-hmm. another thing is that a lot of people don't know this, and I think I know it. My question to you is, does numerology predict the future or see the past? And a lot of people say it does, but it's really hard to do. Is that accurate? Or it can?
It can. Well, you know, the past, I was telling you about the birth name, and the future, I would say, has to do with the pinnacles, and I can tell you what's going to be going on and the personal days, and as far as, too, of what your attainment number is, what you're here to attain, and it's sort of like, you know, your crowning glory of why you came into this life. So, it is.
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
Well, we'll get into that.
I do believe we agree to a lot of this stuff before we're born. But then what's interesting is the numbers really back it up, because I work very intuitively, of course. And I just feel like I always imagine us sitting at a conference table before we come here and saying, okay, Fran, this is going to be your name, Francine, this time around. And this is what, you know, we think your life path should look like, that's going to help you with your karma actions and all. And then I guess if we agree to it and sign on the dotted line, then they put all the numbers, just add up together the way they're supposed to. You know, so I think all that is fate.
Well, you have great intuition. And yes, I would say that's very true. And I wrote a blog recently, excuse me, and it was about that sort of thing. It was about this soul who was ready to, you know, come back to Earth. And he was talking to God or Source or, you know, whoever you call your higher good. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm so excited to go back. And so Source was saying, now wait, let's do your numerology, because we need to look at what your past experiences have been and how you want to present yourself in this next life, and what do you want to achieve and attain in this next life. And so, you know, he's talking about, I wrote up the story about, he's had a lot of fives, he loved to travel, he loved adventure, he, you know, the number four had to do with his father teaching him ancient architecture, so he was a masonry. And then always, too, we come into this life and there's missing numbers in our name. Mm-hmm. And so that's when it's not that we're bad or anything, we're just in an out-of-balance way working on those numbers in this life.
The missing numbers are just as important, aren't they, as the ones that are there?
Uh-huh.
Because that's the true of astrology as well.
That's right. And there's also challenges. You know, there's pinnacles of what's going on the superhighways, like I was talking about, the four cycles, but there's also challenges to those pinnacles.
Mm.
So, it teaches us or makes us aware of who we really are on the inside, and not, you know, depend on others to tell us what we need to do. It really is a blueprint of this life we came in to do.
Right. So I understand that, like, when we're born with personal numbers, that may have been fate, because they had to kind of set that up. So there is a predestined, maybe, conception time, predestined birth time. But what about changing your destiny? I mean, if we change some of the numbers around us, like changing our name, perhaps, will that change your personality and your path?
Well, you know, first of all, I do believe that there's like a soul contract between yourself and your parents before you're born.
Mm-hmm. That, I agree.
Yeah, that the name, you know, and it could be several different names, but it will have in it the essences of your past life experiences. So, and yes, when you do change a name, like say when I got married, or I'm not sure you changed yours, but when someone gets married, then it does change, it does add to, I would say it adds another layer. Now, we always stick with the birth certificate name. I did a reading lately, and she said, well, they changed it 2 hours after the birth certificate was printed. And I said, no.
Wow.
Whatever's on that birth certificate.
So, but you don't think that's also important and plays a role in something?
Oh, I absolutely do. I absolutely do. I think it adds another personality to what we already have going.
And by the way, I'm too stubborn to change, so my husband changed his name. But anyway,
that is great. I've never heard it before.
Yeah, well, that wasn't happening. So,
did he change his name to yours?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Actually,
oh, I love it.
So, I think that's fascinating, though, that you know, my birth name. Not everybody knows this, but it's Francis with an E, and I was named after my father's grandmother. But my mother really never liked that name. So she and he just wasn't going to budge on it. So she decided to call me Francine. So I've been Francine since really as long as I can remember. That really kind of probably plays into my personality, correct?
It does. It absolutely does. Did you say your birth name is Francine, right? Or excuse me, Francis?
Well, Francis is my birth certificate name.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. And I know that you said that shortly after, you know, it was changed to Francine.
Well, it never was changed on the birth certificate, actually. Although she somehow got, when I was a kid, I don't know how she got it, but I have a Social Security card with Francine on it. So I don't know if that counts. But I never was known as Francis except, you know, in a couple of different circumstances. But and then my family always called me France. So I don't know if nicknames play into it, but I would imagine you can see relationship compatibilities maybe if people call you by a nickname?
I believe so. And I believe people call people nicknames for a reason. It's what resonates with them and for what they call you. But my husband has probably 4 or 5 nicknames for me and our dog. And I just feel like, you know, those add up to numbers that he relates to for us. So, yeah, I do think that nicknames do count. Absolutely.
Well, I have a couple other questions for you. However,
sure.
I definitely want to say this. I've had a few numerology readings myself in the past. But I have a feeling that your offerings are a little different because I understand you have other gifts as well that make your readings unique to many others that offer straight numerology. So I want the listeners to know, understand that. Tell us what goes really into your full readings.
Well, what goes into my full reading is, of course, I do your complete chart, and I do use my intuition along with it. So if, you know, we're talking about past lives and I'm getting a hit on something, I'll say this is what I feel like, you know, you were doing and paint a little bit of a scenario for that.
Right.
Yeah. And people I'm finding more and more really interested in it. You know, like I said, we're in a 7 year and seven is about digging underneath and really finding the truth about what's going on in the hidden mysteries. And so I'm intuitive as far as my readings, and then I add, and as far as the numbers too, you know, numbers are, you know, one is all about the I am, the two is like, if you look at it, it's like a swan, and it's salmon color, and it's saying, okay, I'll stand beside you, I'm very cooperative, I'm very patient, I'm very diplomatic, and then I could go on down the line, it's like USA, and the nation's birthday, July 4th, 1776, adds up to the number 5. And number 5 has to do with, you know, freedom, expansion. And, of course, what did we do? We are about freedom, and we are about expansion. And so in my readings, I will also, you know, I do a little bit of energy work. I do energy work, actually, and I'll take a couple deep breaths and ask my client to as well. And that enables me to really read into the client more, and I'll get intuitive hits that are fun. And so,
well, that's great. I mean, because that is a little bit more unique. There's not a lot of numerologists that actually offer readings online that I could find, you know, but, and when you do find it, it's really, you know, you order a synastry chart or, you know, but it's very, very straight, you know, left brain kind of here's the numbers, you know? So that is very unique what you, because numbers are left brain. Right? I mean, it is a left brain thing. So you really have to blend it with your right brain. And I think that's really kind of the issue when we look for a numerology reading. So, and I know that your readings are very in-depth. You like offer hour readings or something. But, and we couldn't afford you that kind of time here. But we do have Denise on the line. And she's looking forward to a little mini reading on her numbers. Will you do that for us?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to ask Doug if he could connect Denise with us. Denise, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Denise.
I am well. How are you?
Denise, this is Tara.
Hi.
Hello, Tara. Nice to meet you.
Nice
and I'm
to
just
meet
gonna,
you too, Denise.
I'm just going to sit back and try not to interrupt. So go do your magic, Tara.
Okay. Well, first of all, I do want to say something. When you were talking about the left brain and the right brain, that's another thing about numbers. The even numbers have to do with the left. They like to look at form and make things tangible. The uneven numbers or the odd numbers have to do with the right brain, the intangible, the symbols, the colors.
Well, I can remember that because I think that right brain is a little odd. That's not a problem.
Well, it is an odd, but you know, in this industry and yours too, you know, we are a little odd and outside of the box. So, okay. Denise,
yes.
How are you doing?
I am fine. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm great. And I want to tell you that I looked at your chart and I'm actually very fascinated by your numbers.
Really?
Yeah, really. Have you had a numerology reading done before?
I have had a numerologist go over the numbers, but not a real reading, no.
Okay.
I've had an intro, well, kind of.
An intro, got it. And what Francine was saying is true about going into the intuitive part of it. But I want to tell you, looking at your name, I've added up all the numbers from the letters in your name, and you have 5-9, which has to do with, and this is what I was talking about myself earlier, is, you know, that unconditional love and cooperation and really humanitarian, looking out for the highest good of everyone. And the 9s also are a grown-up 3 and a grown-up 6. And so they really want to share with the world the beauty of life and how we can really raise our vibration to a higher level. And so the fact that you have 5-9s, and that's more than usual. I want to say that's probably at least 2 to 3 more than what I normally see. So it really piqued my interest. And then you also have 3-3s. And when I look at that and I look at the 9, I'm thinking, intuitively, I'm getting that you were a real fighter for humanity in past lives and that you really stood up for and believed in and you know, could have been a man, a gentleman, or a strong woman, either way. But I do believe, too, that you have some artistic or expression that you like to use, say, like art, music, or dance, something like that, that was used to help create. And, you know, too, the 9s love that sort of thing. Like I said, it's made up of a compound of threes. So the nine loves to see the beauty in life. And usually when they leave the earth, then it's a more beautiful place. So I see all these nines. I see these threes. I see 6-5. It tells me, too, that you are a real adventurer, that you love to travel, and that you love to expand, to learn, to read. You know, you might be off to a different place and looking around, and you know, fives are sort of hard to catch because they're wanting to be in so many different places at one time. And
yes.
Does that sound like you?
Yes, it definitely does.
Okay.
It very much does. I'm constantly learning, constantly studying, constantly trying to, you know, better myself, raise the vibration, mm-hmm. trying to help others. And mm-hmm. it's a constant evolution.
It is, and I tell you what, your whole birth name, and this is what's interesting, Denise, is your birth name and your married name both add up to the 11 master number. So it is master. Yeah, it is a master number.
Wow.
Meaning that the double ones are like double the ideas, because number one is about ideas, creation, very intuitive, and it's really about illuminating your light and coming into this world and saying, okay, here I am. Like, I can see you walking out on the stage for your first time and saying, here I am, see all this light, see all this work I've done in past lives. Well, here I am now, and I have all of this to give. And so that's really about who you came with. So I love the fact that you really connect with the five as well, because guess what your attainment number is? What you're here to attain is the number five. And so that has to do with, and how I got that, by the way, is I added up your birth name, which comes to an 11, and your birthday, which comes to a 3. That's 14. You add the 1 and the 4 together, and you get a 5. So you came into this life to really learn to expand, to become an expert, travel, to be adventurous, to really learn. And I do believe, after looking at your birth name, it's because you have done so much for others, and you have really raised the bar on humanity. So thank you, by the way, for that.
You're welcome.
Francie's laughing, but yes, absolutely. I mean, I really feel that way. And that you're traveling and wanting to learn more, and all of that has to do with your attainment number. So keep on going on. And the 3 birthday, actually it's a 30. I looked at your birthday, it's 5/20/1976. So it tells me, okay, what's the creativity about? There's something there. Do you like to express yourself with music or art?
I like to write.
Okay. That's what it is then, because the 3 is about unique expression. How can I say this? How can I sing this? How can I draw this that's different than anyone else? And your whole birthday adds up to a 30. So the 3 is expression. The 0 is inner gift. And, you know, we were talking about the 0 earlier. Francine asked me about that. And so that is in the birth date about your inner gift. So I believe you're very intuitive as well. And so you use your intuition when you're writing. What, by the way, do you write about? Do you mind saying on the air?
Oh, no, that's fine. Honestly, if I'm going through a difficult time, if I'm trying to wrap my thoughts into words so that I can express them and it makes sense, as mm-hmm. opposed to speaking, writing is better. It just flows much more easily than me actually verbalizing a lot of times. So I will sit and meditate, and then I will write. And I can write a very, it truly is a gift. I mean, I can actually write and have someone who has no knowledge of anything to be able to read it, understand, empathize, and process what I'm going through. As a child and as a young adult, I predominantly wrote poetry. But the older I get, it's more of a just a general writing. Always emotion-based.
Like you're journaling.
Or trying to explain a situation or a teaching scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I even made a note that said all of this inner knowledge that you have from your past lives that you want to express now. And so, you know, you're talking about emotions and that sort of thing. You know, all of the great composers, say Mozart and even, you know, more of the current ones, say, you know, John Lennon or anyone who was great at writing music, or Rembrandt who was great at art, or the great writers of the world, they really are old souls. And you are one of those with all of those nine. And so now life is saying, okay, express yourself. You know, this is the three, this is the zero. Express it. You have a lot of emotion in you. And I have a feeling it's because you've been so helpful before, and that it's almost in your DNA, if you will. And that, right. And do you feel that?
I do. And it's very funny because as of late, I'd say within the last year, it has become very a strong, not even a passion, but a drive that I need to do something different. I need to help others. I need to make an impact. I need to not be, I need to not stifle myself. And what's coming about and what has started to occur is there's a career change. There's been an emotional growth spurt, if you will. So there's been, you know, changes in the dynamics of my relationships. And all of this is coming together at the same time. And hopefully, I mean, my goal is within sometime next year to be transitioning into a career field where I'm actually helping people. I've taken a coaching class, actually two of them. So I received my certification for that. And I plan on starting massage school the end of July to get that certification. And I don't know yet the concrete layout for where all this is going, but all of these opportunities have presented themselves, and it's propelling me forward to do this.
It sounds like you had her pegged. She didn't even mention that she's also a Reiki too, and going for her master teacher.
Yes, I am.
Fantastic! Congratulations. I mean, everyone is clapping around you, and you know, it's just like I can see this, you know, stars lighting up. Because honestly, and you have a birthday coming up, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome, but you're right. This is a five personal year for you. This is a time for you to really expand and do the opportunities that are presenting themselves. And you know what? Don't worry about how they are going to play out, because you're going to make it all uniquely your own. When I studied numerology, I also studied energy healing. I do that with my numerology reading, and somehow it all fits together, the chakra readings, the crystals, everything. So
yes,
you will make it your own, and this is a five-year. Okay, so that means expansion, a growth, all of that, and it's a one personal month for you. So this is the time to say, okay, put your hands on your hips. I'm going to do it my way and start. One means start. Just do it, okay?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh, you could Yes, you could not have pegged that better. That is, you hit the nail on the head.
Denise, good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Denise.
Yes, thank you very much, Francine, and thank you, Tara. You guys have a wonderful afternoon.
You do the
you
same.
You too. Good luck.
All right, bye-bye. So that, yeah, you had her pegged for sure, because I had already known some of that information, and I was like, the whole time. But now we're going to go on. I have a couple more questions for you. Now, I have a really big question for you, actually, because, and it's coming from me personally, but I know that I'm not alone in this asking. And maybe I'm just looking for a second opinion, because, I mean, I have answers myself, but not in the numerology standpoint. And so I'm not sure. But like many people listening right now, I see a certain set of numbers over and over again, and they're like my personal numbers. From a numerology standpoint, does this mean anything? Like I see them in no matter what I'm doing. I see it on the clock all the time. I see it like license plates, that kind of thing.
You know, I love it because I'm hearing that more and more and more and more. And people are seeing, you know, like 1111 or 222 and like you said, on the clock, on the license plate, wherever it may be. From a numerology standpoint, you know, I can give you that definition, and then I can give you definitions that, you know, come from an angel number standpoint of view. So, for instance, what number?
My numbers are 234.
234. Okay. So let me do this. Let me breathe into that. And the first thing that came up to me was it adds up to 9, which actually, Francine, is
My last life on Earth?
Well, 9 is about completion, and you do have several 9s in your name. So I don't know if you and Denise are friends. Is that correct?
She's actually was a client, but she's become a friend. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I have a feeling you two have worked together. And 234, you know, all I can say there, it adds up to 9. And, but, you know, what I first thought of was 7. And so 7 to me, and I close my eyes when I do this, and I'm thinking of that you're really asking the questions of why you're sort of digging underneath and or around anywhere and just saying, okay, this is, you know, your life path also is an 11 or your birth date. And so, and this is a, let's see, what year is this for you? This is an 8 personal year for you. So this has to do with abundance, with, you know, putting business together, financial opportunity. Some people inherit money during this time of year. And so I'm looking at the 234 and I'm saying, well, how can that fit in there?
Well it is a big year of change for me, that's for sure, and completing projects and that kind of thing.
Okay, it has to be. And then next year you will have, you'll be in your last year of this cycle. It'll be your 9 personal year, and then 2016 you'll start over with 1. So, you know, I'm not sure that each number singularly means anything, but together, intuitively, I think that you are wanting to complete some projects and move on to others.
Yeah, I often get intuitively that every time I see the numbers, that it's going toward a good thing and everything's okay, especially in times of worry, and especially when I'm looking at the clock every time I wake up and it's 2:34, and it could be 3:42, but usually it's, you know, a derivative of, but it's usually 2:34, and it's just even like phone numbers and things that happen and that come to me. And I just moved my office, and the new landlord did not know what the address was going to be. They had to actually look it up, and it was 234. I was like, okay, I'm in the right place.
Well, you know, that's wonderful. I would take that 234, and like you said, it's your address now, your business address. It obviously means something very personal to you. And it's like it's a growth cycle for you.
Right, and a lot of people talk about it being like maybe their personal activation, you know, as far as waking up to your soul purpose. And
right.
So that's very exciting. That's very exciting. And the 1111 being kind of like a universal, our goals universally. Would that be kind of what you feel?
as far as the 11?
Well, yeah, the 11-11 is something so common that we all see, or a lot of us see. You know, we don't. A lot of us don't see 234, but some people see other numbers. So I kind of see them as two different things, like the 11-11 maybe being a universal. We're waking up as a society, as a culture, and then we have our own personal waking ups.
Exactly. And I really do resonate with what you're saying there, because as a society, we are waking up. You know, this is the two millennium. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And two has to do with, you know, the feminine intuition coming back in and people really waking up, the whole shift. And some of the masculine structures have fallen or, you know, shaken up, and Wall Street and that sort of thing. And feminine intuition is coming back in. So I think we're being given these messages through the clock, through the license plate, that, you know, it's sort of the intangible world is talking with us, is giving us messages. And the more we pay attention,
the right brain is taking over.
The right
brain rules the world.
There you go.
Those numbers are I surrender.
Right. And even seeing men but a lot of men embracing their feminine side, and that just has to do with the intuitive part.
I'm reading for a lot more men. I don't know about you, but, and also they're taking more of my classes. So I agree with you. I mean, but it's still a process and it's still a work in progress. But I have just a couple more questions. Actually, I had the mailbag. Dave wrote a question, and I definitely didn't want to not give this question to you.
Sure.
I don't have where he's located, but he wants to know, are numbers that don't match up with your personal numbers, I'm not really sure, like maybe they don't resonate with you, should they be avoided, like hotel rooms? Or okay, that makes sense. So are there numbers, what he's saying is, are there numbers that like you really should avoid, that they're not good? I think he's talking about luck, maybe. Good energies or not such great energies that don't work with you. So are there like hotel numbers that you like ask for or try to avoid?
That's a good question.
I mean, I don't know if that's a superstition or if that is actually, if there's something valid there.
Well, you know, it feels like a little bit like superstition, but at the same time, when I'm staying in a hotel, I look at I add up the numbers in the room and I'm getting the energy of it, you know? And so more than superstition, let's just say, are you going on a trip to relax? If you are, then that adds up to a 7 would be great, because that's about reflection, introspection. That's like going to the beach or going near water, something like that. As opposed to a number 1, because that's all about energy. That's all about doing and going.
Right. So you can't tell me that, hey, Francine, according to your numbers, you really should never stay in room 12.
Right.
It's not a personal thing. It's like a universal 7 is a nice relaxing number.
Yeah. And, you know, it has to do with what's going on with you personally in your life, too. But I don't think I don't feel it has anything to do with superstition. I think numbers are energy and vibration, and we, you know, we resonate with them, correspond with them as human beings. Yeah.
Oh, I just got another question. Kelly.
Okay.
Kelly's from Scranton, Pennsylvania. She wants to know if there are any good books on numerology you can recommend. That's a good question.
You know,
if she wants to study some more.
Oh, great. Well, I tell you what, there are some good books, and I also am going to put a class together, and this is going to be a over the phone. It's,
we're definitely going to talk about your upcoming events.
Okay.
Definitely.
And
so she should do this. Okay, so let's talk about your upcoming events, and if there's any books you can throw her way as well, that's great. So let's talk. So let me go on. So Tara, what's coming up in your life?
Aren't we funny? So no, and I wasn't going to avoid the question. Actually, I was just,
oh, I know.
This came up in my mind. Well, I am going to do an interactive class on numerology. It's via phone. And so you can learn more about the numbers. It'll be a 6 to 9 week class, probably 9, because there's 9, you know, 9 so important in numerology. So it's about how the numbers speak to each other, the intuitive of the numbers, and you'll learn how to do readings. So that's cool.
That's cool. Now tell me, when is this again? You're just putting it together. You don't know yet?
I'm putting it together probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So anyone that is interested.
Yeah, so Tara, tell us your contact information.
Okay.
That's my next question anyway.
Sure.
Yes. How can people either talk to you about that or perhaps, I know you're located in Texas, right? So let's say that. But you also offer phone readings, Skype readings for the rest of us, right?
I do a lot of phone readings. I do a lot of Skype readings. So, you know, you saw with Denise or heard.
Okay. Tell us, and it was great too. Tell us about your website and your phone number and all that good stuff that we can reach you.
Okay. My phone number is area code 512-203-6320. So you can reach me by phone. I love to talk. If anyone wants to ask me any questions before reading or before the class, please do. You can reach me by email at, let me give you themagicalmatrix@gmail.com. And of course, both of these are on my website, which is themagicalmatrix.com.
That's a very cool name, by the way.
Thank you. I do several modalities, and you know, matrix is defined by an environment in which something develops, and so I like to think it's magical. So there you go.
What other services do you offer? I know that you don't just do numerology, do you? You do the classes?
I do the classes. I also do a lot of intuitive energy work, which is really a lot of fun. That has to do with whether it's physical, whether you want to see, you know, your life, you know, who you want to see it with, what you want to be doing. You know, I paint you a picture. It's kind of like coaching, but I talk about you and we go into an intuitive space and we paint that picture. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
So it's a little law of attraction there too?
Absolutely.
And you cure my tendonitis.
Well,
doctor, look at this.
Absolutely.
What do you think? Okay, yeah. So that's it. So you do actually long-distance healing?
I do long-distance healing.
Wow.
Yes, and I do chakra work, too. I look at your chakras and look what might be out of balance and put those back into balance and then tell you, you know, what that is. And so that's very helpful as well.
That's very awesome. Okay, so listen, I want to thank you so much for being here. I mean, this was really a good episode, and I'm like cooked now. Now, I want everybody to remember, this is Tara Ventura. She's got a class coming up. Are you going to do, like a conference call kind of class?
It will be a conference call sort of class, yes. And I will record it. I do record all of my readings, too, and send you the link.
Oh,
the private readings
great.
Are recorded, and then the class will be recorded. So,
okay, so definitely get in touch with her through her website, all the information she gave, so that you can be on a list of some kind so she can contact you as soon as that is scheduled. And thank you again for being here today, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you, Francine.
All right, Tara, have a wonderful week.
You too.
Mm-hmm. All right. God bless. Okay, friends, before we go, I just want to talk to you about the Ayoshi cards. If you haven't had your free online reading yet, I just want to remind you to go to ioshicards.com, ioshicards.com. You can also reach that link from Spirit Network. If you have problems in a relationship, a job, money issues, just ask a question, click on the three cards, and your answers will be revealed. It is pretty accurate. I mean, uncanny accurate. So email me and let me know what you think. And if you'd like to be a sponsor on Spirit Network, we have a lot of advertising options. Just email radio@spiritnetwork.com. Well, thanks for being here, friends. Much love. Bye.
You've been listening to Spirit Network Radio. For more information about the show, please visit spiritnetwork.com. For more information about your host, psychic medium Francine Milano, visit her website at francinemilano.com. Until next time, remember that peace begins with an open heart.